Good morning. So in Siman Gimel and Siman Dalet, he deals with inferior types of fruits and vegetables, that the bracha is not per pi'oetz, the bracha is going to be shahakol. Now, he doesn't mean you have a tree which has multiple types of edible parts to it. There's leaves which are edible and there's fruits which are edible, that he will deal with in the Siman Hay. He's talking about the certain types of species which in general are not kashuv to people, and their lack of chashivas downgrades their bracha. So we're not going to go through the inside because they're not so common for us unless a person is on a camping trip and needs to eat something to survive. In general, people are not eating these things. So he differentiates between, but just the general rules, he differentiates between fruits which grow wild, uncultivated, and vegetables and grasses which grow uncultivated. So by the cases of Asavim, the fact that if nobody in general cultivates these things, even if they actually taste good, but if they're not kosher enough in the eyes of people to cultivate them, so then the bracha is a shahakol. Things which are kosher enough that people will cultivate them, even if they grow wild, the bracha is repi adoma. So the lack of cultivation, even though it actually is something which tastes good, indicates it's not kosher in the eyes of bnei adam. So like we were saying, it's not called a product, that it's something which is marketable, it's not something which is significant to people. So it's lacking in the chashivas of the product, and therefore the bracha is shahakol. We don't say repi adoma on that. By fruits, it's a little different. By fruits, if it grow, even if not cultivated, if they actually taste good, that people will harvest them. Even if they don't necessarily cultivate them, they will harvest them and eat them. So it seems to be at the time of the Chayodim, let's say, for example, strawberries and raspberries, these things grew wild and they weren't necessarily planted for that purpose, but they taste quite good, so the bracha would be the appropriate bracha. But if people look at it as being inferior, it's not good to eat, so then the bracha is just a shahakol. And just one interesting point about this, so the language of the Shulchan Aruch, when he says this din, when he refers to these trees, so the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Gimel, al per shematzim ilonei srak shahakol. So, ilanei srak is usually used in the language of the Gemara to refer to trees which do not produce fruit. They're barren. So, that seems to be a contradiction in terms. What do you mean there's peiros and ilanei srak? So, the Bir Halacha explains, means that they grow on their own without being cultivated, and they're not roi lechol unless you would do some process of making them edible. So, the combination of the fact that they're not cultivated for that purpose, and they don't the fruits do not are not considered edible without some type of processing, so they're ilanei srak, they're barren trees because they're not functioning as trees which are bringing the benefit of fruits to mankind. And they might look pretty, etc., and that's a different function, but the function of producing fruit they don't have. So crab apples would be example of that sort. So the bracha on those things is going to be a shahakol. If they grow wild and they taste good, then the bracha is a bar pi'oetz. So that's the difference which we have between the asavim, the grasses, that even if they taste good, since they're not kosher enough to be cultivated, they do not have a chashivas of the bracha. And by the trees, by the fruits of the tree, there's a tikkun more chashivas to them, and that will allow them to get, if they taste good, they will get the full bracha. Unless otherwise not. So that's Hashem, in the next year we will pick up from Siman Hay, which deals with multiple items growing on a tree. Which one is the Brei Pi'oetz? What is the status of the bracha of the other items, other type of edible items which grow on a tree? Meanwhile, have a good day.